So, welcome to the latest edition of the Northern Affinity Podcast Teach Me How series. I'm absolutely delighted to say that I'm joined by Kath today. So, Kath, is, for those who are watching on video, can see, or you've seen the show notes, is going to teach me how to start a podcast now. And it's kind of obvious, I've already done that. I know there's loads and loads of people who are thinking about this at the moment. So we're going to kind of take it right back to the start and go from there. So first and foremost, most importantly, welcome, Kath. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I love talking about podcasts, so it's perfect for me.
And as you know, when we first met, I also love talking about podcasts. So stopping this at the right time is going to be one of my biggest challenges today, but we'll worry about that one a bit later. But before we kind of go on to the, obviously, talking about podcasts in general and what people need to do, do you want to kind of just give us a quick overview of you and your background and why podcasts for you and that kind of thing? And yeah, we could take it from there.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Kath Lord-Green. I'm an ex-news correspondent, an ex-radio presenter, and I do all things audio. I absolutely love audio. So I've been podcasting for over 2 decades because if you think about interviewing someone and getting that package together, editing it, putting it out there on an audio clip, it's podcasting. It's just a new name for it, I guess. And I love all things podcast. So I feel like I'm very qualified to be talking about podcasts. I love listening to podcasts, other people's podcasts, and I love producing them for people as well and teaching people how to do it. I'm really passionate about it.
No, absolutely. I know. I remember when I obviously saw you first few weeks ago, and then that very much came across. So, that's why we're here where we are today. And, as I kind of hinted at a few minutes ago, I speak to a lot of people who are thinking about starting a podcast or considering it, and they often ask me about it, but I'm certainly no expert. So if someone said to you, Kath, I'm thinking about starting a podcast, what should I do it? What would you say to them?
I would say to them, first of all, why? Why do you want to start a podcast? Do you know what a podcast is? And why would you want to start a podcast? I'm very passionate about business podcasts, and that's what I mainly talk about. So what's your why? What's your why in your own business? First of all, we've all got a why we do what we do, and try and align it along those lines, definitely. So what's your why? Why do you want to do one? And look at that. Look at where you're going in your business and look at what you're really passionate about. Look at what you are very knowledgeable about. What can you offer as value to people who are listening? You know, so not only why would you want to do one, why would people want to listen to you? And I kind of give an example, if you're a small business and you're looking at things in HR, for example, why would you want to give that information to other people? Well, you want to help them, you want to grow your know, like, and trust so that people can listen to you, get valuable information, and you can talk to them about what's happening in the world of HR before you've got an HR department. And then they maybe come to you. So you're building trust. You might be a leader in your field that you really want to get that across. You might have a training course that you want to talk to people about. There might be a really niche section of your business that you want to talk about that other people don't talk much about. There's lots of reasons why people would want a podcast, but you have to sit down and think about that first. Don't just dive right in.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously, you kind of touched on earlier, podcasting has kind of exploded as a medium over the past few years, from business or personal, comedy, sports, all that kind of thing. It's such a great medium. And one of the things I thought, which when I heard you speak recently, I loved, was this idea of someone who's listening, the people listening to you are so focused on that thing that's going on there. You know, social media is a great example. How many times you might get loads of views on a post, but you know, we half look at things at best, don't we? Or even if you're a speaker at an event, people sometimes are half listening to that. But if they have made the effort to listen, press play on that podcast, they are so engaged with you. And that really resonated with me.
Well, absolutely. If someone's choosing to listen to what you have to say, I say to people, if you could talk to 10 people in a room, 10 people about what you're passionate about, your business, whatever, would you want to do that? And they say yes. If you could speak to 20 people in a room every week, would you want to do that? Or every month? Yes, of course you would. Because them 10, 20 people have come to listen just to you. And the stats at the moment were 60%. It's now 80% of people who choose to listen to a podcast listen to the end. And 75% of them act on the call to action if you've put a call to action in there. Now, wow, I think they're amazing stats. So I come out with some silly ones. For example, if you're a 40-year-old salmon fisherwoman, this one keeps coming in my head and I don't know why, but if you are and there's 100 women over 40 who fish for salmon across the whole of the UK, those 100 women will probably listen to your podcast. So if you've got a sponsor or someone advertising that wants to sell the amazing salmon food to catch the most salmon, and you put that in there, you've got 100 people of your target market right there. Don't be thinking you need 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people on your podcast. If someone's chosen to listen to you, whether that's 10, 20, 30, build and grow, and you're giving value, they are very, very likely, 75% likely, to act on your call to action. So you could be selling your course, you could be selling a product, you could be selling your book or whatever, but it's so intimate. It's in your ears. If I've chosen to listen to you and it's in my ears, I'm going, yeah. You're taking it all in, and you really think that they're talking to you. You know, it's like old radio, when radio stations were always trained, you talk to one person. But that way you used to get lots and lots of people turning up at the studio with flowers and wanting to see you because they genuinely thought you were talking to them. And podcasting is doing that now. It's such an incredible medium. I cannot believe that they're saying at the moment that £75.5 billion will be the podcast industry in 2028. Wow. £75.5 billion industry in 5 years. So why are we all not getting on board now?
100%, and I thought it's really interesting there, the call to action thing. So I was, when you said that, it kind of triggered my mind. So probably I think the biggest business podcast in the UK anyway is the Stephen Bartlett one. I'm sure probably a lot of people have listened to that. And I can think of two of the products on there that he's mentioned quite a few times, which are Huel, which I've used quite a bit.
And I bought it because I've listened to his podcast and I even know what he's doing. He's trying to get me to buy it. I've still bought it.
And the other one, Whoop, people may have come across Whoop. I came across it. No, it was Hey Man, the High Performance podcast as well. With Jay Comfrey, I heard them talk about Whoop quite a lot, which got me to look at it. And a couple of months later, I remember this because I got it on, I think it was the either Cyber Monday or what's the other one, Black Friday thing that came out. I'd signed up to their website, not got anything at the time through listening to one of the podcasts. And then got a deal through, and it was like 40% or whatever off. And then now I'm here with the Whoop band. So you know, I've done that at least twice.
So can you imagine your why is to promote my training course or what have you, and you're talking about the training on your podcast or giving people value in snippets of that, and then you say, if you want to buy my training course or get involved, please go to blah, 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 blah. And you've not got it highly polished and produced. Like I said, I used to be a station director as well at top radio stations, and our commercial department would come up with amazing radio adverts that cost a fortune. People spent a fortune on advertising on the radio. But if I just read that in my podcast that 10, 20, 30, 40 people are listening to, I'm hitting that exact my target market, and if people get their heads around that, they would understand it.
100%, and I think hopefully that's kind of covered most of the why, because I think that's obviously a good place to start. You know, why you should do it, I think for a lot of people, there's then the kind of, well, how do I do that? What do I need to do? Do you want to kind of cover off from a kind of a basics point of view what you would need? And I guess there's a little bit of time investment and potentially a little bit from a financial investment, but my experience of it, that's relatively low, but you know, I'd love to hear your kind of thoughts and ideas on that.
My How to Podcast for Business Training, I do it all on a budget. And they say, I can't do the tech bit. I haven't got the money to spend on it. And I said, right, have you got a device, a PC or a laptop? Yes. Right. Download Audacity, download that, and just practice recording into that like we are now. We've not got our headphones on. I've not got my microphone. My microphone's here. I haven't got my microphone. I haven't got my headphones on. Talk into a free software that you've downloaded. You've already got your laptop for work. You've already got that. And practice. And you'll see the sound waves. You'll get excited. Mm-hmm. You can then go onto YouTube and look at editing YouTube. You know, teach yourself to do that. And just record your voice like that. So actually, that part can cost nothing because I want you to practice, practice, practice. Podcasting for me is you plan first and then you practice. And then you might want to buy yourself a microphone. Now, the best one for you guys starting out is the USB mic because, like, your USB just plugs right into your PC or your whatever device you're using, plugs right in there and you can get talking. That's the first thing. And it doesn't have to be expensive to start off with either. And the same with headphones. We've all got old headphones that used to go into our phones that would plug in to our devices. You don't have to have big, fancy DT77 Pro ones like me, but I had them anyway. I used to use them on the radio. But I also sometimes just use my old phone headphones. So listen, don't make it expensive to start. I don't want businesses spending their valuable earned income on this when they think, I'm not sure about this. You know, don't go out and buy a Rodecaster Pro like I've got, because you're spending £1,000. You don't need to do that. You're not professional yet, but you will be. You can keep practicing. So you can plug in your mic so that you can get one for under £100, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever you want. Put some headphones in, and people say, well, do I need the headphones in? Yes, because if there's something crackling or going about, my bracelet used to hit my desk a lot. I've interviewed people where they were clicking the pen all the way through, but I couldn't see the hands because it was on Zoom, but I could hear it through the headphones. You pick up what the mic's picking up, put it that way. So basically, to get started, you've got your equipment already. Download free software. And then once you practice, get yourself a microphone. And then after that, if you're recording them, you can send them to someone like me to do the rest, to edit, package it, and get it out there if you haven't got the time or energy to do it yourself. Or you can learn to do all that as well. I mean, these are services that Podcaster Pros provide, but you can do it yourself. I train people to do it themselves, so they don't need me. But also, if they do need me, I've got that option as well. I can help them with that. So it only needs to be as expensive as you want it to be. Now, some people do rush out and buy all the fancy equipment, and that's fine too if you want all the fancy equipment. But the best podcasts are not made in the best studios with the best equipment. Yes, we want you to sound good. Yes, we don't want you to sound like you're in a toilet. But the most important thing is your content. What value are you giving to your listener? And if they're getting a golden nugget each episode, that's all they want from you. They're growing that trust with you.
I think make a good point there about kind of obviously the listener. And I think a lot of people I have spoken to have essentially they've said, well, who wants to listen to me, or who would bother listening? And I guess what would you say to people who say that?
Well, I think first of all, you'd be surprised. Your friends and family will listen to the first one, but then they might drop off of it. But what I say there is, if you're a business, you will have a database of people in you'll have a database already. A lot of those people have not interacted with you for a while. For example, my old accountant, book one, still sends me his newsletter, and they're massive. They're crammed with information that really, it's too much to read. You put them aside, you never read them. Why not start just with a newsletter? Why not do an audio newsletter? This week, I've done the second newsletter with a business around here, and they're sending out the audio and the newsletter. The very first one got a 50% open rate. Now, you're not getting that with your newsletters, but if somebody wants to read it, inclusivity, you're giving them the option. And I think people are not realizing the value of the audio. It can be, start with mini podcasts. Just do your newsletter every month. I can show you how to do that. It's dead easy. Send the audio clip. Ask everyone. Now, if you've got John, who used to be in your database and he's not interacted or bought from you for a very, very long time, you might go, oh, here's a bit of audio. I'll listen to that whilst I'm doing something else. Oh, gosh, I didn't realise they got this new training on this or this new product on that, or how innovative they're sending us audio, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, you can start there. Tell people about your podcast, if you're doing a full podcast, and send that to your database. And anyone in sales and marketing knows that if you've got a database and you sold to someone before, 80% of your clients are in there. They will do business with you again. So a lot of them are already in there. And this is why I niche to business podcasting, because it's so important to use them correctly. And as you know, I mean, you'll do this with this. You'll do clips on social media for digital marketing to entice people in. If I've said something of value, you'll cut that down and go, oh, there's a little golden nugget. That'll entice people in. So then you're getting potential clients. You've got your current clients. You've got your potential clients. And they're all there for capturing with your podcast. It is the future. It is.
Yeah, and I love, actually, you know, the newsletter idea, I've not thought about that before, and I think that's a really interesting concept. And I guess that'd be quite interesting to know your thoughts on kind of, I guess, different options in terms of format, duration, that type of thing. Because, you know, this one I do now is probably a relatively kind of bog standard in terms of format, roughly half an hour long, me interviewing you and other people. That's kind of, I guess, kind of the norm. But there is so many different types out there, isn't there? There's from, you know, Stephen Bartlett's can go on for 2 hours, and I think that's, you know, personal opinion, that's maybe a bit too much often. But there's ones that are 5 minutes as well. And
absolutely.
Everything, obviously, and everything between that. And I guess that often that it depends on you, who your audience are, and your what you're talking about as well. Certain things are good because you want to go into more detail and talk about them. Some just a little overview works as well. So be interested to know what, you know, is there any other types or ideas on formats, ways that people can do it that's maybe outside the box standard like me and you are doing right now?
I'll talk about length. First of all, everyone always says to me, Kath, how long should it be? And I would say how long it needs to be. First of all, some people's, like you said, are 5 minutes, some people's 20 minutes, some people's an hour, some have got to an hour or 2 hours. But you've got to think about, what is your target market doing when they're listening? So before you, when you're doing your why and your planning, you need to look at the person that you want to listen. What do they do? Do they commute to work? Do they go to the gym? Do they walk the dog? Do they go on a big long run at night? All the things that they do, you can usually do those things in about 20 minutes. Cooking tea, hoovering, walking the dog, 20 minutes. 20 minutes on a treadmill, unless you want to go a bit longer. You can listen to two of them then, two episodes then. So the general rule is as long as it needs to be, but the average at the moment is about 20 to 30 minutes. That's the average when you put everybody's together. And like you said, some are 5 minutes, some are an hour and a half, but I haven't got time to put aside an hour and a half unless I'm going on a long journey, or I know I'm working here at my computer all day, and I think I'll listen to that Stephen Bartlett interview because it's one I want to listen to. I used to listen to him all the time in the beginning, but they were a lot shorter. Now, if you want to listen to a podcast series of snippets, bite-sized chunks training that's 5-10 minutes, you could listen to the whole training in an hour and then go back and listen to each chunk. So it's whatever it needs to be. Don't be scared just to put one out that's 5 minutes. You know, and don't think you've got to be on there for an hour and a half, because you absolutely don't. In terms of format, you could do a solo podcast. So that would be me or the HR person used in our other example talking about recruitment. So you don't have to worry about getting a guest in, or are they turning up, or if you've changed the time, it doesn't matter. So you're just recording your valuable information that you are super knowledgeable about. If you're a coach, talk about all your coaching methods. And then in your second series, you can talk about people that you've coached. They can come on and be interviewed. So you've got the solo, you've got the interview, you've got a panel. Don't go down panel and things routes until you're very good at it, because everyone will cross over talking. So there is lots of different formats and lots of different lengths. Pick what's right for you. Pick what's right for your subject area. If it's quite an in-depth subject that you need to really talk about and your listener would be expecting all the intricacies about that, you might need to be a little bit longer so that they get that. But you know your target market better than anyone else, and your target market in your business is your target listener.
One thing I thought might help people, I was going to quickly give kind of my experience of doing this. I think, you know, this is 50-odd episodes in now. And see if, you know, from your point of view, this is maybe relatively typical. So when I first started, and I look back on those first few episodes, and I was very scripted. I prepared a lot. I'll be honest, I don't know how much I listened to my guest in this case, because I was so focused on the next thing I was going to say that I probably just, you know, I had a list of 8 questions or whatever it is, and I would ask those questions no matter what the person said. But I think you kind of got to go through that experience to an extent, because until you've done it, you don't do it. Now, I'm at a stage now where I am no means an expert at hosting these things, but I feel confident with doing them now. I mentioned this to this before we start recording, 2 or 3 bullet points, just in case my mind goes blank, just to get me going if I need to. But I feel more confident with that, and I hope that means that the conversations are better now, because it is just, in this case, me and you having a chat about podcasting and not an interview for a job, as it probably felt like in the early stages. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. I mean, initially, look, it's like anything. Get started. Get started. Dive in at the deep end. Someone on LinkedIn who heard me speak the week after I met up with you, I've never seen him before in my life. He's connected now on LinkedIn, and he's put, he was unboxing his equipment, and he said, thanks for the inspiration from Catalog Green, I'm now starting a podcast. I'm diving right in, because otherwise I won't do it. And he was very quiet in the room, but he's doing his podcast. I'm like, wow, I'm absolutely loving this, that you took inspiration and you're doing it. Just dive right in. When I look back at years ago when I first went on the radio, gosh, I sound horrendous. You learn as you go. You learn as you go. You get more confident. Yes, do bullet points. But if you stuck to your script on an interview-type podcast and you were so hell-bent on reading those questions, I might have already said what you're about to ask me. And it's obvious then that you're not listening. And it's obvious to the person listening that you've not been listening, because then I've got to sort of go, oh, right, and repeat the answer. So, and it flows better. If you're genuinely listening to somebody, it is like a conversational piece then. And again, it depends what your subject is. It depends how much scripting you would need. In the beginning, yes, script it and just glance at it. But get to bullet points as quickly as you can, I would say, just so it flows if you're interviewing someone. Now, if you're doing your podcast on your own and it's a solo pod, you know, you can have your script in front of you, you can have it on a telly, what's it called, auto cue, yeah, or whatever, but try not to look like you're reading it, which is very difficult. I've just recorded some online training due to come out whenever it's ready, and there were so many modules that I thought, I'm going to put it on auto cue, but I know that I'm reading it, and I wish I'd just not done that, and just talked like this. But at the same time, it's more pressure for the videographer. It would have been days rather than a day. And you've just got to balance that up at the end of the day. But to script or not to script, that is the question. That's up to you. If you feel more comfortable scripting in the beginning, go with what you're comfortable with. Don't make it a barrier to stopping doing your audio stuff.
I mean, one tip I'd add onto that, and obviously feel free to give feedback on this, is I've got a terrible short-term memory. So there's been, and people may have seen this on the camera sometimes, you've been talking, and now and again, I'm just glancing to my left here. What I'm doing here is I'm writing a word down that's a question I'm going to ask you later, because you've said something and I want to respond to that. But obviously, I don't want to cut you off in the middle of your thing. I forget what I've done. So it's not scripting, but I just make a note, one or two words, just to make sure that I ask that question. Active listening. I think that works for me. It's worked really well for me.
Absolutely. Sorry, I cut in there, but you're not all trained interviewers. I am. I'm a news correspondent, right? I'm used to interviewing people, presenter, live shows, business shows, health shows. I'm used to interviewing people. If you are a scientist, you're not going to be a great interviewer, are you? That doesn't matter. The people who are listening want your scientific content. They're not expecting you to be the best interviewer in the world. They're not expecting you to be Kate Adie. Do you know what I mean? They're just not. I put a bit of pressure on myself because I think, oh, my God, I'm trained in this. I should be great at this. And I'm not always great at it. But just if someone wants to listen to your content, they'll listen. It's more about the content. They want value from that. And the world has gone mad for content. 40% more people listen to podcasts since lockdown than they did before. And it's growing, growing, growing. People are consuming stuff when they're doing other things all of the time. It's on demand. You can listen anywhere. You can't watch a video in the car. Well, you shouldn't be anywhere if you're driving. You can't watch a video if you're out walking the dog. You can't watch a video when you're hoovering, because you can't hear it, but you can if you've got your earphones in. That's why it's the future. YouTube now have a tab on there for podcasts, and people are going, wow, what are they doing that for? Well, why do you think they're doing that? They want to compete with Apple, Spotify, Google for podcasts, because they know not everyone is now watching those videos. They're consuming podcasts instead.
And how important is having fun with it as well?
Oh, listen, you've got to have fun. You can have fun with your teams all practicing, you know. On a Friday, let's do a podcast, and you might not never put it anywhere until you've got used to the equipment, if you bought the equipment, just to have fun. Get used to listening to your own voice. Everyone hates the sound of their own voice, and I mean everyone, including me. Everybody does. Just have fun with it. You know, it's a fun thing to do as well. Have a go with your kids, your family, you know, all try, because it is going to be the future. Train some little podcasters up.
Oh, absolutely. The reason I ask that question is because once I've got into it, it's my favourite thing I do. I love doing it. There's a number of reasons why I like doing it. I think I learn a lot of things, but, you know, I just get to speak to people and have a lot on it. Funny you mentioned that, so kind of hot off the press, I'm going to start a podcast with my son very soon, all about football, because he's 7 years old, got into it recently. So we're going to do a kids football podcast, essentially, because probably everyone knows millions of football podcasts out there, which is great. A lot, obviously, mainly aimed at adults like me, and some of them with language that's inappropriate for kids. So we're going to start one, and then we're going to get other kids on from varying ages as well. From what that's they talk about football, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to start it in the summer holidays. We're going to do that. So, and do you know what? I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a good laugh. And
well, listen, it's a great bonding thing for you and your son. It's something you're both interested in. And you're right, comedy and football podcasts are very high up there. You know, out with the business arena, very, very high up. They're like one and two for people listening to podcasts. And you're right. I mean, I remember we did something on radio, and it was for rugby, but it was little rugby people coming on the radio. And, oh, my God, it was massive because you don't hear their point of view. You just hear big pundits talking about football all the time. We want to hear young people's point. What's it like for you standing on the terraces? What do you feel like? What's it like for you being coached? Do you like Joe Blogg shouting at you from the side? Do you know what I mean? What does it feel like when you're in a team with other people? Are they encouraging you? Is it motivating you? There's a million and one things around it. That'll be brilliant. And I think other children would listen to that.
And if they don't, I'm not bothered, really, because we've had a bit of fun doing it, and that's the main thing.
And how beautiful that when he's older that you have that audio to listen back on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So very last question from me then, Kath, before we finish, is there any kind of other kind of hints and tips you would kind of give to people, like real basic stuff, if they were saying like, okay, right, you've inspired me, Kath, I'm going to start my podcast now. There's a few things that maybe we haven't covered, anything that you'd want to tell them to get themselves going?
Yeah, I would say definitely plan, because you wouldn't go into any kind of business, you wouldn't go into any area of your business that was new without just planning it out first. So definitely, definitely plan first of all. Don't spend loads of money. You know, have a practice. So plan and practice. And send that to your friends and family. Yes, of course, they're going to say, oh, that was great, because they love you and they want to support you. But say, look, can you really give me some feedback? What sounded good, what didn't? And don't be offended. Have fun with it. You know, like I said, plan it out. Would your audience want to listen to this? You know, and what would they want to listen? People that your business target market is looking for. Draw your target listener. What do they look like? Where do they work? What are they doing when they're listening? So that you can genuinely talk to them and have blooming fun with it. Life's too short not to. You're not going to get a million followers unless it blows up and it's crazy. People go, oh, I've only got 50 followers. I said, brilliant. 50 people genuinely listening to your podcast every week. That's great.
Absolutely.
If you've got 50 people in a room every week, you'd be delighted. Yeah, so just have fun with it. Don't beat yourself up. And if you want any help, you can contact me.
Well, that leads us actually really nice. The last question I was going to ask is if people want to find out more about you, and obviously you mentioned your training course a little bit earlier as well, what you do. I'll put all these details, by the way, in the notes, whether it's on YouTube or on the podcast things. Where's the best places to look and to go to find you?
I think at the moment, I am changing my website a little bit, but it will point to it anyway. So voiceitpr.com. And if you sign up to my mailing list, I will send you a free podcast planner so you can get started. And I'm on all socials at VoiceItPR at the moment. And also on LinkedIn, Kath Lord Green. I'm the only one in the world, so you can't miss me. Kath Lord Green on LinkedIn. And I'd be delighted to speak to anybody about podcasting.
Well, thank you very much for this, Kath. Honestly, you know, yeah, I've had to make sure I cut this down because I probably could have gone on for hours, and you know, we both do have lives to live, so but we could have talked time forever. But yeah, I really, really, also really appreciate it. And you know, I would add to all the stuff you said, if people are thinking about it, just do it, give it a go, give it a crack. 5 people, 10 people, or 1 million people listen, it doesn't matter, just go for it.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for your time, Kath. It's really appreciated.
Thank you for having me.